Some time ago, Ram Dass had a stroke. He was a young man, only 63 or something like that. I met him after his stroke in a hotel room in Denver, and I want to tell you something. I never met a healthier man. I sat in that room with a master. I said, Ram Dass, how are you? And he sat there in his wheelchair and said very slowly and very carefully, I am wonderful. Now, I'm not making fun of him. This is the way he said it, very slowly and carefully. But that's health. He said to me, I am wonderful. That's health. That's peace. That's joy. Then Ram Dass sat there and we talked. We just sat and talked. I asked him many questions because I wanted to hear right from his wonderful mind how he felt and what he'd experienced of this life. And he had great patience with me. He must have heard my questions 100 times before. No, 1,000 times before. But he listened intently as if he was hearing them for the first time. He didn't rush his answers either. I got the impression he was thinking deeply about each one, going within to see not how he'd answered that question before, but what his experience was now. It was a moment of incredible giving. He was just giving to me. Now, when you have so much happiness, peace, wisdom, and joy that you spend your life sharing it with everyone else, no matter what your predicament, that's enlightenment. You've become a master. And when your life is no longer about you, has nothing to do with you, but is about everyone else whose life you touch, you've become a master. In the end, that's why you came here. You didn't come here to somehow get better or to work on your stuff. Consider the possibility that all the work you'll ever need to do is finished. All you have to do now is know that. This moment is the moment of your liberation. So set yourself free today. Decide that the rest of your life, every day, every moment, every word, is something that you will share with everyone whose life you touch in a way that ensures that they will know there is nothing they have to do, know where they have to go, and know where they have to be in order to be loved by you right now. Let them know that they're perfect just as they are, just as they are standing there. Spend the rest of your life giving people back to themselves that they might love themselves, and show them by how you are with them that you know there's nothing they're lacking, nothing they are missing, nothing they need, and nothing they are not. You want to know the fastest way for anyone to experience that they're enlightened?
Yes. Can you tell me? Can you really tell me?
The fastest way of all for anyone to experience they're enlightened is to cause another to know that they are. That is the message of tomorrow's God, and that'll be the teaching of the new spirituality. That is why Namaste has become such a powerful tool, such a meaningful and special exchange of energy. The God in me sees and honors the God in you. I'm going to conclude this program with a plea, a simple plea from one human being to another. Please don't put this down now, and after a few days, forget it. I beg you, please don't do that. Consider the possibility that this material came to you for a reason. It is life calling to life from life itself. It is love igniting love with love itself. It is God awakening God from within God itself. Please, decide that you're going to be one of those who will do what you can every moment, every day, to free yourself and those around you from the oppression of a belief in an angry, punishing, vengeful, and violent God. Please, join the civil rights movement for the soul. Do this in whatever way presents itself to you. Out of your intention and determination, those opportunities will come to you in the day-to-day living of your life. Open your eyes and you'll see them all around you. One of them is Humanity's Team. When I first began receiving the information in Tomorrow's God, I was inspired to move immediately to create Humanity's Team, to give people everywhere a way to touch the whole world with their energy, their hopes and dreams and love and caring. I wanted to bring every human being the possibility of becoming part of the process of global change. I envisioned Humanity's Team as a true grassroots movement to cause a new spirituality to emerge upon the earth, a spirituality based upon the idea that all people will be allowed to honor their impulse toward the divine in whatever way feels best and true to them, without being condemned or attacked, and without condemning or attacking others. Since I first began talking about this idea in appearances around the world and put it up on the internet, thousands of people have said, yes, count me in, that's me, I'm part of that.